This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston says he's found 11 sites to build tiny homes for unhoused residents. Here's Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Johnston is recruiting contractors to start building pallet homes in the coming weeks.
We believe we now have a path to deliver 1,000 units of housing that will help meet the goal to get 1,000 people off the streets.
Johnston's announcement came hours after the city swept a homeless camp where temporary residents questioned his plans. Nicole Barber lived at the site.
I kind of feel like they made us comfortable and kind of said, hey, this is going to be cool. We're going to help you get housing. And then all of a sudden, boom, bam, bam, you got
to
go.
Johnston ran on a promise to end homelessness in 4 years. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Colorado teachers can now apply for up to $800 in grants for classroom materials. The money comes from federal COVID relief funds. Education Commissioner Susana Cordova.
That can be supplies, technology, instructional material, hands-on manipulatives for kids.
Teachers can apply on the Donor Choose Colorado site. It's first come, first served until the funding runs out. 4 books related to LGBTQ identity will not be banned from Douglas County public libraries. The County Libraries Board voted this week to reject a request by a conservative group that objects to the books. The board says its policies prevent it from making any decisions based on race, faith, or gender. Only one of the books is part of the library's children's section. Heavy rain and possible flooding this afternoon around Denver and in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.